We know we have an audience. If people really didn't want our mission and our message and didn't understand it, we wouldn't have the audience that we have now. The fact is that we have to take that audience that we have now, and we have to bring it. I think my feeling is that we have to do good broadcasting, technically, editorially. Now, that's not saying change the mission and content. That's about making sure that people are identified correctly. It's about being the best radio content organization that we can be, and the best content that we put out there in line with our mission. We then can take that to these new technologies and incorporate and these new platforms and distribution things and all this jargon that people throw out there, and we can then then adapt it. And when I mean adapt it, I don't mean change the content or change the message. I mean, you know, is it one of the things that is, you know, in the internet, people only listen for a few minutes. They don't necessarily listen for a whole hour. So how do we then maybe one of the things that we need to think about is the Democracy Now 3-minute segment. And that is something that we are able to get out on the internet a lot farther, so that we can have more people hearing our message and our content and understanding what we're all about.
But that would be a different program from Democracy Now. You're saying somebody else starts producing a Democracy Now-like segment.
It might be. I mean, I don't want to use Democracy Now as an example, but no. I mean, the idea is that we have to remember, because you said you used the word content provider, and that's exactly that's the most important thing to be right now. In my opinion, and which is why the National Program Director position at Pacifica was so exciting to me, is because we have so much content coming out of our 5 stations and from our affiliates as well. We have more than NPR and PRI.